from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas. Day after the Phils get an 11-3 victory over the Kansas City Royals, and they take 2 of 3 in Kansas City, and they 100% definitely needed this victory on Sunday, as he didn't want to suffer another series loss, you know, coming off of the Atlanta series, then the Kansas City series here, and then you got Houston, then Atlanta again this week. Tough stretch right now for the Phils. So I did think it was important that they were able to win yesterday's game. Another offensive explosion. Easy show for you today. We'll do a quick recap of yesterday's game, get into game and series takeaways, preview the series against Houston, little round MLB, get you caught up on the scores and whatnot, and then do a little This Day in Phillies History quickly before we end the show. So to start with a recap from yesterday, top of the third, we'll jump all the way there. That's where the Phils would get the scoring started. Garrett Stubbs, a little nice triple to right field. He was flying around. Helmet came off, gets into third. He's there for the triple. And then Kyle Schwarber with an RBI double right after would drive in Garrett Stubbs. 1-0 Phils at that point. Then they get another run in the inning on an Alec Boehm RBI single. Bottom of the third, though, Kansas City answers back. Bobby Witt Jr., solo homer to center field. Bobby Witt, pretty good player. Bottom of the fifth, Kansas City would cut the lead to one run once again. Mikel Garcia hits a solo home run to left center field. 3-2 Phillies at that point. And then the top of the sixth, Phils would open it up a little bit. Garrett Stubbs double to left field. Brandon Marsh scores. Kyle Schwarber would drive in 2 runs on a single to right field. I believe the ball was botched in right field too, which would allow another run to come in. So it was 6-2 Phillies at that point. And then the bottom of the sixth, MJ Melendez hits a solo home run to right field. 6-3 Phils at that point. And then in the top of the eighth is pretty much where the Phils would shut the door on this thing. Bryce Harper with a double to right field, scoring Stubby. Alec Boehm with a single that would bring in both Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper. And Nick Castellanos hitting a solo, or excuse me, not a solo home run, a 2-run home run to left field. And the Phils would win this game 11-3. Winning the rubber match, winning the series with another huge game from the offense. Another 11-run outburst. So 11 runs in the last 2 games. As the offense, the number one reason to why they win this series. We'll start with the game takeaways. And the first takeaway from this game was, I'm going to stick with the offense here, another big game from the offense. 11 runs on 16 hits. 11 runs on 16 hits. Led by Garrett Stubbs with his 4-for-4 game, a triple, an RBI to his name. Also had the bunt too. He's pretty. You know what? One thing that the Phillies lineup could learn from Garrett Stubbs is how to bunt. I feel like Stubbs always been a very good bunt hitter, with whichever, however you want to phrase that. He's been very good at bunting. Very good at bunting. Well, one of the things that Garrett Stubbs does well is bunt very well. And he did that in this game against Kansas City. So overall, the offense with another outburst. You get 11 runs on 16 hits. You get 3 RBIs from Schwarber. You get, you know, the RBI double from Harper. You get 3 RBIs from Alec Bohm, who was the only one who didn't get a hit in Saturday night's win against Kansas City. So Bohmer doing his part in this game, going 2-for-4, 3 RBI. Then you had Castellanos, who was 0-for-4 up until the point where he hit his home run. But then you had Marsh 2-for-3, Johan Rojas 2-for-5. You know, Marsh had a couple of runs scored. Stubbs had 3 runs scored of his own. So the offense overall doing a great job against the Kansas City Royals, especially against Seth Lugo. Also, Seth Lugo been one of the better pitchers in the American League this year, and they got him out of there, you know, after 5 1/3, put up 11 hits on him, then 5 earned runs that Lugo surrenders. So Seth Lugo, one of the better pitchers in the American League, and the Phils offense doing a really good job against him. Second takeaway from this game, I know that the offense, you know, did what they had to do and then some by scoring double-digit runs in this game. But still, I thought it was a really good job by Colby Allard and the Phillies bullpen to really limit the damage from the Royals offense, because the Royals offense has been pretty good this year. And especially, you know, since July 1st, they're third in runs scored overall in Major League Baseball. So for Allard to go 5 innings, only giving up 2 earned runs, did give up 8 hits, but limiting the damage was the key here. 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. It was a good job by Allard and the bullpen. You know, the Royals only had 3 home runs in this game, but they were all solo home runs. So important. It wasn't like Friday night where, you know, Salvador Perez hits the 3-run homer. And it's not like you're doing that. It's not like you're giving up, you know, bases juiced, grand slams, 2-run homers, 3-run homers, anything like that. So it was a good job by Allard, Jose Ruiz, Strom, Alvarado, and Carlos Estevez, you know, from the 6th inning on with the bullpen to really limit the damage from the Royals offense. As again, like I said, they've been pretty good this year, and especially the last couple of months. So good job by Phil's pitching overall. Last takeaway from the game, getting big time insurance runs and then some late in the game. And I thought, again, it was important that they did this because, you know, maybe you don't get those 5 runs in the 8th inning. It was 5 runs in the 8th, and the Royals might still be in the game. And it's a different mindset, right? It's a different mindset. You know, if the Royals are still in the game in the 8th, maybe they feel like they can get it going. Like, yes, the, you know, Strom and Alvarado and Estevez did a good job, but, you know, maybe it's a different mindset for the Royals. I mean, you know, going into the 8th and 9th innings, the Royals are down, you know, 8 runs. So it's a different feel, right? It's a different feel. You feel a little more deflated. So I thought it was key for, you know, Castellanos hitting that home run and, you know, Harper getting that double and Bohm to get that 2-run single there in the 8th. It was a key for this game. It was a key for this game for them to score those runs late and not have to worry about, you know, potentially the bullpen blowing this game where I've been iffy on the bullpen last couple of months. Been really iffy. You know, since Estevez has gotten here, he's been kind of iffy. It's been very stressful. Oh, Alvarado, we already know the story with Jose Alvarado, you know, since London, right? He's been just all over the place and not trustworthy whatsoever. So good job by the Phil's offense there in the eighth inning to get those insurance runs and make sure that this thing was shut for the series, which is goes into my series takeaways. Number one series takeaway. Kind of mentioned this in the open already, but I'll kind of expand on it a little bit. Really important, I felt like, to take 2 of 3 from the Royals after a really, really, I don't want to say deflating series, but very, very disappointing series against Atlanta where you didn't score many runs at all. Didn't score, and look, like, Atlanta's offense has been depleted with injuries, you know, them in general, but with Acuna and Albies and now Austin Riley, you should have scored enough runs where you were going to win that series, and they didn't. And then you get the 22-run outburst here against Kansas City. And really thought it was key that you won this series because now, you know, coming off that Braves series where you lose 2 of 3, now you go into this Houston series with definitely some momentum offensively. And I heard Rob Ellis talk about this post-game yesterday on the station. And him talk about like how it's good that they don't have an off day. I'm glad. I'm happy too. I'm happy that they don't have an off day, that they can go right into Houston tonight and keep this going. Keep it going. I don't want a day off. I don't want that. Days off are nice in most cases, but I think it's important that they don't have a day off. Tonight, keep it going against Houston. This series against Houston, and then next against Atlanta at home. So I think that it's good for the Phils that they don't have a day off. Because now you take on Houston, who has been a pretty good team the last couple of months, you know, since people wrote them off. And now Houston, you know, Houston trying to make another run at another, you know, potential World Series. So Houston next, and key that the Phillies were able to take 2 of 3 from KC. Second takeaway from this game. Offense exploding in second and third games of this series. And I know I've already talked about the offense here, but that was the biggest reason why they won this series. Now, overall, what was it? 26 runs in this series? You think, it's a sweep? No. You know, you score 4 runs in the first game, and let's be honest, Taiwan Walker and the pitching was the biggest reason why they lost.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
That first game, 4 runs isn't like nothing. It was just more about Taiwan Walker giving up six runs and Tyler Gilbert giving up a run in two innings of work too, but mainly about Taiwan Walker. But the offense exploding, 22 runs on 34 hits in those last two games of this series. JT having a huge game, monster game, and a little weird that, you know, Rob Thompson decides to sit him in the third game of the three-game set, but ends up working out because Garrett Stubbs has a ginormous game, 4-for-4 with a triple RBI. Already talked about it, but JT having that big game on Saturday night, 2 homers, 7 RBI, going 3-for-5. So JT with a big game on Saturday night. And then, you know, after that 11-run, 18-hit game, you have the 11-run, 16-hit game where everybody hits in the lineup. Everybody hits in the lineup, and it wasn't like it was just 5 home runs from Schwarber and Harper and Castellanos. No, it was just 1 home run from Castellanos and a whole bunch of driving guys in by Boehm and Schwarber and Stubbs, too. So, great job by the offense in this series, really, to just break out and then do what they have to do. Third takeaway from this series, and I'm what to do about the Taiwan Walker situation. What do we do about Taiwan Walker? Guy's making 4 years, $72 million. I feel like at this point, you know, you'd like the Phillies to win as many games as possible. You want them to get the highest seed possible in the National League. So what do we do with Taiwan Walker? He's slated to start sometime in the Atlanta series. In the Atlanta series, Taiwan Walker is supposed to start, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's supposed to start the opener against Charlie Morton. What do we do with Taiwan Walker? What do we do? We just, I mean, a lot of people I know just want to shut him down for the rest of the season, and then what do? Eat the money? I don't know. Like, the guy's been, you know, hurt a decent amount of this season, but whatever you want to do with the right index inflammation, and he had the other injury too, correct? I'm pretty sure, to start the year, right? I don't know what to do. I mean, Colby Allard's been his last three starts as a Philly has been good. I mean, do you keep giving it to Colby Allard? Like, what do you do? Do you bring Tyler Phillips back and see what he can do? I mean, he was kind of all over the place when he was here too. So maybe you go to a six-man rotation. Maybe you do an opener and do a bullpen game on that fifth day, but I don't love that either. I want to save guys for the playoffs. I don't know. It's really tough. It's really tough. I don't know what to do about the Taiwan Walker situation. Partially, maybe I want to give him another shot and, you know, give him the start against Atlanta and see what he can do. You know, if he's still coming back from the injury, I guess. I'm not sure. But the guy has nothing right now. The guy has nothing. And you're trying to win games. So I think you might you just give it to Allard every fifth day. Give it to Colby Allard. I think that's probably the direction you want to go. It's a weird direction. Or not a weird direction. It's a weird situation, the money, all that, but I mean, you got to win baseball games. You have to win baseball games. I don't think seeding is super duper important, but it's important. It's important. I'd rather have the bye than not have the bye. Okay, so you get a seed. So I think you go to Colby Allard. I just think that's the move at this point. Preview of the next series. Let me know on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. I want to know your thoughts on the Taiwan Walker situation. Where you at with it? I know most of you probably are against him getting any starts anymore, ever, as a Philly, but need to know your thoughts at @Rojas_media_ on Twitter. Preview of the next series, 3-game set at home versus the Astros. Astros by the numbers, they are 70-60, first in the AL West. There was a point in this season where we were talking about trading for Kyle Tucker because the Astros would be selling at the deadline, but first of all, Kyle Tucker's hurt. Unfortunately. And second off, the Astros are once again back in it and first in the AL West. 5-5 in their last 10 games. Offense, 12th in runs scored. Starting pitching, 11th in Major League Baseball in ERA. And bullpen is 5th in MLB in ERA. Probable starters we're looking at tonight, it's going to be Ronel Blanco, who's been probably Houston's best starter this year, versus Zach Wheeler. Tomorrow, 6:40 start time once again will be Justin Verlander and Aaron Nola. And then Wednesday, a 4:05 late afternoon start, Spencer Arrigetti versus Christopher Sanchez. Players to watch in this series. I'm going to go from the Astros, Ronel Blanco, because, like I said, he has been Houston's best starter this season. And the Phillies, I'm looking for the Phillies to keep pushing the gas pedal offensively. Keep pushing that. And it starts with the Ronel Blanco tonight at 6:40. You keep the foot on the gas pedal against Ronel Blanco. So I'm looking for... That's my player to watch for the Astros. Phillies, JT Realmuto. And it could be Jordan. I was thinking Jordan Alvarez too, but he should return this series, but we'll see. JT Realmuto is mine because he got the day off coming off the day where he was hot. He's been hot. He's been hot as of late. Been one of the better Phillies hitters, the last week or two. JT is my player to watch. See what he can do coming off a day off, even though Stubbs, had the big day against Kansas City. JT Realmuto, my player to watch for the Philadelphia Phillies. Around Major League Baseball, start with some National League East scores from yesterday. Washington beating Atlanta that game at the Braves, 5-1. And then we had the Mets losing to San Diego. They lost 3-2. That game was in San Diego. And then the Marlins, the Marlins played, right? Yeah, Marlins. Everybody plays on Sunday. Marlins winning at home 7-2 against the Chicago Cubs. So there are the scores from yesterday in the National League East. And then standings right now, Phils are 76-54. In first place, Braves 70-60, six games back in second. Mets 68-63, 8.5 back. 59-72, Washington. And then the Marlins in last place, 47-83. So those are your National League East scores and standings from yesterday and this morning. Around Major League Baseball, rest of the way, as far as scores go, Arizona winning 7-5 in Boston. The Pittsburgh Pirates beating their division rival, Cincinnati Reds, 4-3. Yankees putting up double-digit runs on another Judge bomb, number 50 this year, 10-3 over Colorado at home in Yankee Stadium. Toronto, 8-2 over the Angels. That game was in Toronto. The Guardians, 4-2 over Texas. That game in Cleveland. Minnesota losing at home 3-2 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Detroit, the Tigers. Tigers won 9-4 over the Chicago White Sox. That game was in Chicago. Oakland, the Athletics, 4-3 over the Milwaukee Brewers. That game in the Coliseum. And then a couple more. The Mariners, 4-3 over San Fran in Seattle. And then Dodgers winning 3-1 over Tampa Bay at Dodger Stadium. And then the Orioles losing in Camden Yards to the team that the Phillies are going to face next in the Houston Astros. That game, 6-3, Houston winning that ball game. This day in Phillies history. Haven't done this in a while, but let's get to it. I have one thing to tell you about here that happened this day last year. Monday, August 26th, so August 26th of 2023, Phillies hit three homers in a 12-1 win over St. Louis, pushing the team total to 48. I remember this, and I know you remember this too. Last year, Phillies hitting three homers in a 12-1 win over the Cardinals, pushing the team total to 48 for the month. They passed the previous monthly record of 46 set in September of 2019. So Phil setting that record in September 2019 and then setting it once again this day last year. So again, we remember last year, Phils slugged their way to get to the NLCS and then did not, went cold in the NLCS. And, you know, another concern this year that could happen. But look, Phils, that's this day in history with the Phillies setting that record last year. And still had, you know, a couple of days to go before the end of that month, August of last year. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Once again, Phillies going up against Houston tonight. Big homestand. Big homestand as the Phils looking to tie. I mean, look, I'd like to go and take 2 of 3 from Houston and then take 2 of 3 from Atlanta. I mean, that's what I'm asking for. Or excuse me, 2 of 3 from Atlanta. It's a 4-game set. I'd like to take 2 of 3 from Houston and then take three or four from Atlanta. I think it's reasonable to ask before you'll head out next week to Toronto and then to Miami for a 4-game set. Those Toronto 2-game set and then the Miami 4-game set. So looking for the Phils to take 2 of 3. Let's just start with the Houston series. Let's win tonight. Take 2 of 3 from the Astros. It's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Stay tuned for everybody else that does a wonderful job on this channel. I'll talk to you guys soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.